Conspiracy Worldwide Radio, of course, the Friday Night Live show. We're joined right now by, well, let me allow her to introduce herself. Please introduce yourself, next guest.
My name is Brianna Latrice.
Mm. And my name is Charles Hamilton.
Yeah, I'm the girl that punched him.
Right, let's get this straight. For people who don't know about this out there, I'm sure most people do by now, a video came out. It was part of a documentary or something, wasn't it? And it captured the relationship between you both, which ended in you punching Charles Hamilton, who sat right there as well, in the face.
Yeah, it was actually a spur-of-the-moment type filming. You know, we were walking down Hollywood Boulevard to a venue, and Hood News, some cats from Hood News asked us if they could interview us, or actually if they could interview Charles. Hmm. And we said it was no problem, but Charles and I were going through whatever Charles and I were going through that evening, so there was a lot of animosity and hostility between us. It was more playful and, you know, all in fun and game until we decided to battle. Hmm. And you know, once we battled, like, it was cool. I spit my little 11 bars or whatever it was, because I quit early. And then he killed me in his first bar. He completely killed me off. But then he said something that I took incredibly personal, and I completely acted, like, out of emotion. It was just, it was pure anger and rage, and I couldn't control it. I punched him.
Before we get into the motivation and the little bit of background why this all happened, what is your relationship? I mean, What relationship have you guys got then?
Well, Charles and I work together.
Okay.
On many different levels. I'm his assistant, and we actually do make music together from time to time. And Charles.
She's like the fourth person on my buddy list.
Right.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
That's high. That's very high. So you're very close. I mean, you say it was, you use the phrase there, it was almost affectionate. Now, I'm married, and I know if my wife's got a problem with me, she normally punches me on the arm, not in the face. And as you saw from the documentary, they slowed it down. It wasn't just a tap. You followed through with that punch. That was Rocky. That was the first Rocky film right there.
Shut up. She elbowed me. I'm heavy-handed. I'm a little heavy-handed. I honestly did not mean to punch him as hard as it looked, and I don't think it was as hard as it looked. Mm. I definitely wanted to punch him in the face, though. I felt he deserved that, because what he said was just way too personal. Whether it was true or not, it's not even the issue. It's like, if it is the truth, why would you say something like that? And if it isn't the truth, why would you say something like that? Now that's going to get people thinking and talking. Mm. And I obviously need to learn how to control my reactions. You know what I mean? Because I couldn't control that. I just had to punch him.
No, I think it's absolutely fine. It's just a shame a camera was rolling. I mean, the thing as well, which I think people found quite astonishing and some people found quite amusing, was Charles's reaction. He apologizes straight away. If you see the video, he says, "I didn't mean to do that." That's his first line. He doesn't get mad at you or anything. He just goes, "Oh, I didn't mean to do that. You punched me in the face." And then he seems to be holding his jaw. I mean, was he hurt by that? Has he got a bruise? Is it still aching?
No, I think his pride was a little more hurt than anything else. There were no bruises, and to be honest, I felt really bad about just punching him, period. Like you said, it's a shame that it was caught on camera, because it just looks really bad. Like, you know, there is that whole double standard, and it is a shame. Like, I'm a female, so he couldn't hit me back on camera, because he would have went to jail, and somebody could have potentially jumped in and beat him up. You know, and then because he didn't hit me back, there are people definitely saying, Charles Hamilton's a bitch, he didn't stand up for himself, that girl totally deserved it, you know what I mean? So either way, it's a lose-lose situation for him, and I feel bad for starting that whole thing, but like I said, it was pure emotion. And honestly, I think that I'm really surprised he didn't hit me back, because if I was a man, I probably would have at least slapped me. So I'm glad that he handled himself like a man and was like, "Yo, I'm sorry."
You
know, that what he said might have been just a little too far left. Mm. You know what I mean? And I obviously took offense to it. Mm.
I think you're going to have a big, illustrious career because of this punch. I think you put yourself on the map. People want to read more that's on your BlackBerry. I think this is what's happening here. I think that was, you know...
Album's dope.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that right now. Album's dope. I mean, this is the thing. Like, I'm sure anybody that knows me knows that I like, you know, kind of creating a screenplay around the project. And the story of Breonna Latrice is one that, like, you have to get into it from damn near her birth up until, like, this part in the conversation. Mm. But for me and her, it's like, okay, I met you, and you are absolutely out of your mind, and I love it. And she's a poet, and her story has to make sense. So I'm trying to piece everything together as far as, like, where her head is at. You know what I mean? Like, it's trying to figure this woman out is amazing. Seriously. So I'm trying to figure her out, I'm making beats around what she likes. She doesn't like the girly beats either. She likes the real gritty RZA sounding beats. So it's crazy. You're gonna love it.
Absolutely. Listen, I've got my co-host Menace, who you have both spoken to already. I'm just gonna bring him in 1 second. Menace,
how you doing, bro? Hey, listen, with relation to this whole sonic philosophy shit you got going on a creative tip, how would you philosophically interpret the game, you know, in all of these cultural shifts the art form is going through right now?
I'm so glad that somebody asked me a deep question like that. Quite frankly, like, people say that I live in, like, a dreamer's world or an imaginary world, but, like, the things that keep me sane are the things that I'm going to continue to live with. And there's a lot of things that can push anyone over the edge, especially in this business. But I take pride in the fact that this is not something that someone written down and handed to me. Like, I grew up and developed these kinds of ideas. So as far as being creative and translating it into a social thing, really it's just individuality. Very frankly, it's individuality. And masses of individuals make, I don't know, a population. So I think the population in and of itself should just be themselves.
Absolutely. What about this individuality? How are you going to translate this individuality into your debut album that's on its way, coming out soon? I mean, how does it compare, you know, to these past mixtapes or the mixtapes coming out now?
All right. Well, the album is called This Perfect Life, and there are certain aspects of life that have been touched on by hip-hop but not addressed with a solution. Like, and the best example of that, I got a song called Post-Lynching Ceremony, and it's basically, you know, I had a song called The N-Word, which is like a prelude to it, but basically Post-Lynching Ceremony, cutting niggas off, because I don't fuck with niggas at all. And frankly, like, if you're going to call somebody a nigga and then get upset when someone of another race calls you a nigga, then just be quiet. You know what I mean? Don't stand up for your racial equality when at the end of the day you use it as a term of endearment. And on the flip side of things, if you don't understand the emotions that are behind the word nigger, just don't say it. And, like, I have a line in a song where I said, black kids used to say my name was Connor. White kids used to love me because they thought I was a Connor. Black chicks used to date me not for the honor, but what seemed like all the drama, maybe some commas. So it's like, all I can do is just take my experiences and develop an understanding and try to help people with it. And that's kind of living this perfect life. Like, if you feel like you have a purpose, don't just live to get rich. Like, you have to enrich other people's lives. So my mixtapes were more so my expression, like me getting what I have to get off my chest. And my album is like my inaugural speech.
Can't wait to hear the album, man. It sounds incredible. I've been peeping your tweets lately with regards to this new Eminem album. And obviously, there's been a shift with regards to creativity in hip-hop. And I'm talking about these accents within hip-hop. It's almost as if Eminem's come out with this new album, and he's setting a tone for these accents, these weird accents, to become...
I feel like I'm the only person in the world that can speak on relapse, on some real shit. With M's album, that's like waking people up and letting people know that there's, you know, between the beat and the hook, there's something called verses. So I think people are now starting to pay attention, like, oh my God, he said his stepfather used to rape him. Is like, yeah, you could call it hardcore, but the more horrible thought is, what if that deadass was Eminem's childhood? You know what I mean? Like, people really need to understand that artists might vent and express themselves a certain way, but there are certain artists out there that have ghosts that are not even in their closet, under their bed and sleeping with them, that they have to deal with, and their image doesn't allow them to do it. M came out as an artist that, look, he's the homicidal, suicidal, damn near genocidal white boy, the face of the quote-unquote Columbine controversy, Like, you gotta believe that he's got childhood demons in his past. And that's the kind of stuff that really, I don't expect to see any school shootings because of this album. I really expect to see a lot more people waking up and starting to stand up for themselves in a more intellectual way. Because, you, like, the heartbreak that goes into being bullied or, like, childhood abuse, like me and him share very similar stories in the sense of, like, Bob Walters, you know what I mean? Like, that's real shit. That's my real life. And whether M is a great storyteller or this is his pouring out his soul album, and I, however you want to look at it, that's real. And I respect that more than anyone that, you know, perpetrates a fraud. I'm not trying to say anything, start no beef. Last thing I need is another beef on the internet. But quite frankly, if you're going to perpetrate a fraud and say that you are something and then continue to go in, it's a wrap. And no matter how lyrical you are, people connect with the truth, and that always comes to the light.
Absolutely. A lot of people also argue that another aspect that you and Eminem also share is your ability to market your music. You both have these crazy strategies, and I mean, how have you felt Eminem's marketing strategy for this Relapse album?
Well, let's keep it 100. M could just tell niggas his album's gonna come out and people will buy it. No single, no nothing. As far as the marketing for Relapse, he kind of took advantage of that and then let people know, like, hey, I be on the internet too. You know, like, he set up his own Twitter and was, you know, making mysterious tweets, wasn't necessarily following anybody. He's like, yo, I'm M, and I want y'all to, I don't want to say subliminally, but covertly know that I'm watching everything that's going on. You know what I mean? And, like, I was honored that he shouted me out in XXL. And, you know, a lot of people was doubting that we did a record together, you know, and he confirmed that we did a record together. I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that because we only talked about one record. But, like, M just let people know that he exists and that he's real. You know what I mean? Because you can very easily say, you know, oh, he looks different on TV. And, you know, it'd be an MF Doom situation where, oh, that might not really be M. You know what I mean? Like, when you see a celebrity in the street, they might not have all the makeup on. It's like, yo, who is that? Is that? And then you feel bad because you're questioning, you know, a person that you're a fan of. And then when you go ask them, it's crazy. M basically fed off of the subconscious factor. You know what I mean? Like, people know he exists, and his music dwells where you know he lives.
I mean, last year, you know, you had people like Young Buck crying over the phone to 50 Cent, and more recently we saw a video of Maino crying at a show. Not to mention, you know, Kanye does an entire album about, you know, singing about his heartbreak and such. I mean, how do you feel about masculinity within hip-hop in 2009? I ask because, you know, there's a lot of people saying that Charles Hamilton is an emo rapper. You know, I don't like using terminology like that, but I mean, how do you feel about that? This whole term, emo.
Well, I've only kept me crying in one song, and that was on I'll Be Around on the Pink Lava Lamp. I was about to cry on The Honeymoon's Over, but I was tight, so I didn't really need to cry. But, like, I respect it, and it's not about masculinity because music and art in general is genderless. You know what I mean? So, like, knock all that, I'm a man, men don't cry. Nah, DMX deadass cried on the road every show because the songs were that real to him. You know what I mean? Like, when you're recording or performing a song and you get flashbacks while you're doing it, it's natural to want to cry. And at the same time, every artist should feel empowered by putting their real emotions in it. Because I don't see no emotion in your chain or your car.
Thank you. You
hiding behind that.
We're getting a lot of texts right now, and a lot of people right now seem to be thinking that what rapper in their right mind would align themselves with the term emo, with it sounding so close to the word homo, which of course is a, you know, a hip hop no-no.
Nah, that was. I'm glad you brought that up because I had a song recently that kind of got me in a little bit of trouble called Homophobia.
Right.
And like, quite frankly, yo, I shouldn't have to say but so much. People draw their conclusions about me. You know what I mean? My therapist is a pink panther that is strapped around my arm. You know what I mean? Call me crazy or whatever. Call me whatever. I don't care about that. I'm way too focused on my music and what I have to do for anyone to say anything about anything. Like, that stuff doesn't matter to me at all. But if I get approached a certain way, I might get a little more rash than I normally am, because I'm definitely not turned on by the homosexual nature. That's just not what I do. I respect people, their preferences, their lifestyle. Just don't bring it to me, because that's not how I get down.
No, absolutely. What about conflict? Because it's obviously a massive part of your career so far. What about conflict? Even if it is only online conflict, I mean, do you enjoy it?
I mean, nobody enjoys conflict, but, like, there's a certain level of disrespect that I can't take. So I'll either just not address it and let them fester in their own, you know, self-righteousness, or just blog about it. Because, quite frankly, you know, a blog injury for me is a lot better than a diss track from somebody else. Period.
Is there any point where you kind of wake up in the morning and you feel a bit down, a bit depressed because of all this online conflict or, you know, hate, if we call it that? Is there ever a point where you just think, I'm tired of this, I wish people would just stop talking about me in this way?
I think, it's funny, I addressed that in a song too. It's really just frustration, you know what I mean? Because I came from, like, not really having people criticizing and judging my music. Like, I was just in my own world. And people were reaching out to me like, yo, I really like your music. Can, you know, we work together? So I come from sharing art. You know, I used to be in the poetry circuit. And, you know, whether the poem was good or not, people snap their fingers because they feel that that's a person's expression. So when you come from sharing music and sharing art and what you know to, oh, this has to be better than that person, like, come on, man. It's very easy for any rapper to say that I'm the best rapper ever. You know what I mean? I don't really care about all that. I have my top five set, and that's it. That's my opinion. I don't feel like there's a need for competition anymore. You know what I mean? If you enjoy what you enjoy, don't hate on the next person.
What about other bloggers? Obviously, you're a very successful blogger. I mean, do you fear any other bloggers, like your Byron Crawfords, etc.? I mean, are they competition?
Like I said, there's no competition, man. Like, the only competition would be if somebody was to say, well, I got my bachelor's in journalism. Like, oh, shit. Well, I was in the top five in my GED class. Does that count for anything? Like, I really don't care. Like, if you write your blog entry, if you're funny, you're funny. If you're not, you're not. Kevin Nottingham is dope. I like his blog a lot. You know what I mean? Not Right is cool sometimes. I just read Miss Info's blog. She's funny. I enjoy people that are literally, I like that. People that have literary sense. You know what I mean? Like, if I can read what you're saying and it makes perfect sense both in Ebonics and in perfect grammar, and, you know, I've seen bloggers that use the MLA format. Like, it's crazy. People are actually using their intellect in blogs, and I enjoy that. There's no competition. If anything, it's a big-ass classroom, which is a song on my album, This Perfect Life, Cable in the Classroom. It's a big classroom, and the general public are the teacher that's going around grading your paper. If people like your blog, they like your blog. People like your show, they like your show. If they don't, that doesn't mean they should go on a smear campaign. Right.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that. What about bloggers then? Are they the new DJs now? Are they the new magazines? A lot of hard copy magazines have switched over to electronic format, particularly in the UK. I mean, this blogs are very, very powerful now.
I mean, I called it. Nobody wanted to believe me. I called it around this time last year that blogs are going to be the multimedia resource, especially with urban music. I called it. So I would like to take time to be very arrogant and say that nobody wanted to listen to me, the internet heard me, and now I'm good. But since arrogance doesn't get me nowhere, arrogance doesn't get me nowhere. So, what I can say is blogs have always been around. You know, blog means web blog, and everyone can get a blog. It's just, what is it about your content that's going to separate you? Now, you've got your shock bloggers, and, you know, much respect to Crawford. He's a shock blogger. Let's keep it real. And that's cool, but when your blog has a lot of traffic, your shock blogging can turn into someone else's gospel. And that's not a good thing at all. Like, there's a lot of websites I don't visit because of the poison that you read. You know what I mean? And at the same time, I'm the same dude that goes to whitehouse.gov and gets my read on there. Like it's all about reading and just bettering yourself, you know?
Speaking of reading then, you graced XXL recently, the cover. I mean, how did that benefit your career?
It was cool. You know what I mean? Like, I don't... I, like, one thing I want people to understand about me is, like, the limelight is great. That's cool and all that. But I really do have a vision, if you will, that goes beyond music. And I've been trying to keep a tight lip on it. But, like, I'm actually incredibly happy that Brianna punched me in the mouth, because I'm an advocate for women's rights to a level that, like, I call myself a lesbian. Fuck it. I don't care. Like, I love women. And that was a situation in which, like, yes, thank you, Bree, for punching me in the mouth, because she know damn well I wasn't going to hit her back. Mm. You know what I mean? And, like, I love that. And being an activist in the limelight is great. Being on the cover of XXL just lets people know that I exist. Hey, there's a picture in the eye. Yeah, that's great. And I would love to be on more magazine covers so I get to talk about a lot of the stuff that I want to talk about other than beefing with rappers and getting punched by my chick.
Yeah, let's talk about one or two other things. What about your recent beef and clash with Rhymefest? Has that been resolved?
Woo! Well, I hit him up on Twitter, and I asked him for his phone number, and I wanted to just address it on the phone. And I let everybody on Twitter know, and I put it on my blog. Yes, I reached out to him. You know what I mean? Like, with everything that's STH related to me, to see Sonic the Hedgehog in a noose, like, I can't really get into how it bothered me, because, like, it was on some other shit. But at the same time, like, dude, you spent, like, 3 minutes writing a verse based on an incident that happened how long ago? Like, it was just crazy to me. And I felt like, why don't I just talk to him and resolve it? Because, you know, all the testosterone that's in the air, you know, the JJ fad beat, you know, let me just talk to this dude instead of just brushing it off in the interviews, just, you know, belittling him by not mentioning him. Let me just address him as a man face to face. You know what I mean? Or on the phone. It's whatever. Because this is the same dude that came out to New York and on stage was saying, fuck Charles Hamilton. So, like, who really is doing what in this situation? Because I have no reason to put out a diss track. There's no benefit in it, especially when what I'm trying to do is make it so that any artist, young, old, deceased, or up and coming, can continue to prosper doing their art. I don't care about a beef, because what I'm trying to do is help artists.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously these are some of the things that people, they want to know out there, but it's... you know, in a sense, it comes back to the question I asked about conflict and if you enjoy it. And it seems that, you know, it's a blessing that your name is everywhere. It is all over the internet. It's all over, you know, urban music, if we can put it that way. And so, in a sense, all this, whether it's good or bad, Charles Hamilton's name is everywhere. And people are always checking for your next move and your next musical move, which, of course, is this brand new album that's coming out this year.
I appreciate it. I definitely do appreciate it. And... you know, I don't like, you know, dwelling in the past, but, like, a lot of people weren't in my shoes when I was walking around in the dead of cold with a pink polo and a big jacket listening to my iPod and blasting my music and tuning the entire world out. So, like, this is a very humbling experience for me. And, like, coming from where I'm from, like, it's not, this is not an everyday thing. Very honest. Like, this is, you know, Cameron, he's done his thing. Juelz did his thing. Webstar, Young B, shout out to them. Shout out to the whole Harlem. If you can make it out of Harlem, the spotlight is like 125th Street. Anna Taylor, she doing her thing. I got dudes that's in the hood right now that are like, yo, Chuck, I see you doing your thing in this business. I know I can make it. That's what I like to hear. And I don't think people understand, like, the dead of cold in New York, dealing with your own demons, both chemical, emotional, all that stuff is going into the music. Brooklyn Girls are like 2 or 3 years old, you know what I mean? And the fact that it's getting play and people are, you know, respecting the song is crazy. But all I'm going to say is, man, the Hamiltonization process 2009 is going to explain so much. So much. Like, I'm like about to jump out of my skin right now. I'm so excited about the music that I'm going to put out, because I don't know if it's because I haven't been putting music out, but people must have thought I fell off. Like, I got music. I got people that verify how much music I got too. I'm ready for this year, and I'm definitely ready for certain artists. This is an open invitation to some of my favorite artists out there, I'm definitely ready to get in the studio with whoever. I've just been trying to mold my sound and get it respected.
Would it be cool to get a quick spit for our audience in the UK who haven't heard much of Charles Hamilton yet?
Man, I'm hyped right now too. I mean, how much you want?
Whatever's easy, man. Do you? It's on you, bro.
You saying do me, and what I'm saying is usually I just do me anyway. So who's he? Mind you, I'm looking at the reflection on the TV screen, so easily I just pick. No need for me to scream when people are beefing with me about my attitude, because, I mean, put an L in front of that. I ain't even got a front on that. I don't even want to rap. I just want to check. Now these dudes want to black, so I'm coming back to say latitude. So I will speak after you, is what you would probably say, because you're going to spit after I finish speaking, or speak after I'm finished spitting. But then again, I just might leak another written. Let me go through my book and speak some shit that's written. Nah, I don't feel like moving. My bag is over there. So I'm just asking if anyone that's spazzing on the air right now, laughing and saying I should cheer because Charles is tearing it down. Should I get a chance at Hound? I don't know, man. I'm telling you, I'm hyped right now. Might get on the laptop and go type like 5,000 bars. Seriously, I made a dope beat last night. You going to hear it in a couple of months. Just be that tight, for real. And these cats, they be mad tight when they realize that I don't even have to write. Genuinely, in the industry, I'm sort of like the new M, but I'm C. I'm an MC. That's the end of this freestyle and anyone else that's against me.
Damn.
Yeah, there it is, man. That's what it's all about. Charles Hamilton, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
I'm appreciative, seriously.